The House of the Seven Time Zones. Clock number one. It is dark outside. I know this because the bedroom in which I lie abed is dark. The alarm clock alarms me at 6 o'clock, sharp, and I reach over to slap it quiet. Now, I can snooze a bit, just to enjoy the quiet morning. The quiet morning that is interrupted by the dumpster truck right outside my window, collecting the contents of an overflowing bin. It's still nice to lie here. By the time I glance at the slapped clock, it's 7 a.m., and time to hop barefoot onto the hardwood floor and flatfoot my way to the bathroom, where I discover that it's actually 7:10 a.m. Clock number two. In this, the second time zone of my morning, I must shower 10 minutes faster, brush my teeth 10 minutes faster, do everything else 10 minutes faster, to make up for the time difference between bedroom and bathroom. I even listen to NPR twice as fast, thus retaining little of what's broadcast at me. At 7:35 a.m., I descend the creaking stairs and evolve into the kitchen, where the sink clock stares 7:25 a.m. at me. Clock number three. I take a deep breath, slow down a bit, and try to compensate for the speed-up time warp I've just put myself through. Make coffee for Liz, prepare my lunch, pack my book bag, find my keys. Oops, they are right here in my pocket. By the time I'm ready to face the front door, I take one last look at the sink clock, which grins 7:55 a.m. at me. I dash into the yard, throw baggage into the front seat, hop in, grab my seatbelt, crank the engine, and note that the clock radio reads 7:45 a.m. Clock number four. I won't really know what time it is till I'm at the shop, where the computer will report Central Standard Naval Observatory time. When the workday is done, I head home and time travel in reverse. Liz's computer clock reports a different time than my computer clock. Am I late or am I early? Clock number five. The cable TV clock reports that it's 6:05 p.m. So, I know I'll not have to worry about time till it's John Stewart time at 10 p.m. Nothing else to watch on TV. In Liz's art studio, the clock later that evening tells me, in no uncertain terms, that it's 9:45 p.m. Time to go upstairs and do the daily show ritual. When I arrive in the library, where TV screen stares blankly at me, I note that the TV clock says it's only 9:40 p.m. Now I have to stare at a lot of partial shows and commercials during 20 minutes of mindless clicking till John appears. After my evening viewing habit is satisfied, I head for the bathroom, where the clock reads 10:29 p.m. Clock number six. Once back abed, I look over at the clock that started everything and note that the time is 10:45 p.m. But in my head, where my circadian clock runs wild, it feels like midnight. Tossing and turning, I eventually get up for some water and notice that the other clock, the one on Liz's side of the bed, is 10 minutes faster than mine. Clock number seven. I finally get to sleep, but who knows at what time and for how long before the bedside alarm alarms me once again.